Hi, I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. On today's show, you're stressed at work and can't change the circumstances to lighten your load. But there is one thing you can change, and it will make a difference. A stress management expert from the Cleveland Clinic shares this critical wellness tip.
But first, the Centers for Disease Control wants you to know, if you were born between 1945 and 1965, you may be infected with hepatitis C and not know it. In fact, you're at higher risk of the disease than the rest of the population, 5 times greater, in fact. You may have no symptoms and live for decades without feeling sick, yet you could be one of an anticipated 900,000 deaths in the years ahead if your hepatitis C goes undiagnosed.
Detection is as simple as a one-time blood test, and there is effective treatment with medication. Joining us to explain the CDC's new recommendations regarding hepatitis C testing is Dr. Bryce Smith, a lead health scientist in the CDC's Division of Viral Hepatitis. He's the primary author of the recent hepatitis C recommendation that's aimed at the baby boomer generation. Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Smith.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. So why are all the baby boomers being advised to receive a one-time hepatitis C test?
Well, right now we know that that is the primary group that actually has hepatitis C in the U.S. We estimate that more than 2 million U.S. baby boomers are living with chronic hepatitis C. And unfortunately, anywhere from 50 to as much as 75% of them are unaware of their infection. If they don't know anything about it, then certainly they can't do anything about it. And there are a lot of things that can be done to prevent liver disease, including an up-to treatment that will actually cure the infection.
So I know there are different forms of the virus hepatitis. This is hepatitis C. What exactly is it, and why is it so dangerous?
Well, hepatitis C is one of 5 different viruses that actually affect the liver, all of which basically cause inflammation of the liver, yet they're all very different. Hepatitis C is particularly challenging here in the U.S. because it's this silent health crisis, a silent epidemic. It impacts the liver in very, insidious ways because you don't realize that you have it. And when you have something like that for 20 to 40 years, which is the case generally for baby boomers in the U.S., it will impact the liver quite tremendously over time. Increasing liver disease, progression of fibrosis up into cirrhosis, and that becomes incredibly painful and contributes to a lot of, unfortunately, disease and death in the U.S.
So by the time symptoms appear, is that at a later stage?
Oh, yes, you know, without a doubt. Very, very few people actually have any signs or symptoms up until they develop something like cirrhosis. And then you start to see perhaps symptoms or signs that look like an elevated liver enzymes in the liver, kind of give you a sense that it is under duress, that it's inflamed. But oftentimes people aren't diagnosed until they have cirrhosis or, unfortunately, even liver cancer. And when someone has liver cancer, it's too late to provide treatment. And there are curative therapies that are out there and available now. And so when people are getting diagnosed so late in their disease, they really are not able to take advantage of all the different prevention that was available, and they'll die much earlier than they needed to.
So even if you are a good patient, take care of yourself, and even have an annual mm-hmm. blood test as part of an annual exam, it isn't until the liver enzyme in your blood results shows that it's off that someone might even suspect it could be something as potent as hepatitis C. Is that right?
That is right. And oftentimes, you know, hepatitis C is not something that's tested for on a routine basis. So, of course, you know, folks who regularly go and see the doctor on a yearly basis and have their blood checked, a number of things are being checked, but hepatitis C is not. It's not a standard routine test. And so a lot of people actually think they've been tested for hepatitis C when that's not the case.
Well, wouldn't your liver enzymes show an elevation in something? And is that how it usually unfolds, even if you weren't tested for hepatitis C? Yeah.
Right. That's a great question. Unfortunately, for a number of people, they don't actually develop the elevation in those liver enzymes. At least 50% of them don't. And that's something that really changes a lot over time. one can, and a number of things impact those liver enzymes. Just how much someone had to drink in the previous day, whether or not they've taken other over-the-counter medicines that may have negatively impacted their liver. A lot of things impact those elevations and can cause those elevations. So what will happen sometimes is just because those are elevated, it may not be standard in a particular practice to actually run an HCV test because it's more likely, really, that something else is causing that elevation.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. We are joined by Dr. Bryce Smith, a lead health specialist in the CDC's Division of Viral Hepatitis, and we are discussing the CDC's recommendations for hepatitis C testing, which primarily is focused on the baby boomer generation. Dr. Smith, how would a person have initially contracted hepatitis C?
Well, there are a number of different ways that one can contract hepatitis C. The most common is through some sort of percutaneous exposure, often along the lines of injection drug use, which was somewhat more common through the 60s, 70s, and 80s. But we also know that a lot of these infections were due to just routine healthcare-associated care that one might receive. We hadn't actually been able to identify hepatitis C until 1992. Which means that hepatitis C was present in the blood supply in the U.S. And so someone who received a transfusion or received some form of medical care, health care during that time may have acquired hepatitis C in that way. And that's really one of the reasons why we're saying that all persons born from 1945 through 1965 should be tested, because they may have been exposed and really reasonably have no reason to think that they would have been.
Once an individual is diagnosed, how is it treated?
We're very fortunate to kind of be living in these times because there are a number of effective treatments that are out there. The primary treatment historically has been pegylated interferon and ribavirin, which was about a year-long treatment and could be certainly rather challenging in terms of the side effects and how someone felt during that. We've had a number of new, more direct-acting antivirals that really attack the virus itself quite directly, and that has really improved cure rates. Hepatitis C can actually be cured, unlike an infection, say, like HIV. And so what we're finding is that the duration of treatment is shortening considerably, down to as few as 24 weeks with those medicines that are available right now. And the side effects, the tolerability of these medications is really increasing. You're having fewer side effects, which means that people are actually able to stay on care and stay on treatment longer, and they don't have to discontinue because they might be having some sort of adverse events. There are also a number of medications that are in the pipeline and really being considered right now, and we expect that there may even be announcements this week about some new medications that will be available in the U.S. that would then further increase these the curative potential and rate above even 80% right now in the U.S.
Right here in New York State, just not long ago, a new law was signed that will hopefully better protect baby boomers from hepatitis C by requiring hospital and health service providers to offer testing for the virus to all the patients that we're talking about, really, between 1945 that were born between then and 1965. Are you recommending that you contact your doctor and ask for this test, or is it during your next visit that they will be required to explain this to you and offer it? What do you recommend?
CDC is recommending that the next time you go in and see your physician, that's something you should certainly ask for. It's a very easy test to run, just like any other blood test. If you're already giving blood for other things, it's really just one additional tube to be able to have that test. So we're recommending that when persons go in and see their provider, they talk with their provider about it and then hopefully receive the test at that time. Part of our recommendation is really, especially for persons born from 1945 through 1965, this is something they only need once, unlike, say, a cholesterol test or other routine tests that really should be done on a more yearly basis. If someone doesn't have any ongoing risk, and the vast majority of persons who are baby boomers don't have any ongoing risk, once you've determined that you aren't infected, you don't need to be tested again.
Dr. Bryce Smith is a lead health scientist in the CDC's Division of Viral Hepatitis and the primary author of the recent Hepatitis C recommendation that's aimed at the baby boomer generation. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
For more information on the new Hepatitis C recommendations and Dr. Smith, visit the Take Care webpage at wrvo.org/takecare. If you've missed any segments or want to hear them again, podcasts of our show are available on iTunes and the WRVO website.
Coming up, if stress in the workplace is getting you down, find out why this could be putting your health and wellness at risk. You're listening to Take Care on WRVO Public Media.